again. Why would a woman stay in a relationship in which she was being beaten? And it was okay, first, I don't know. I guess I got two questions. First of all, was it always the femmes that got beat up on?
Rarely there would be a butch who was a battered butch, but she was such an outcast in the butchdom. I don't know what else to call it, but it was the group of the butches who were at the pinnacle of that part of gay society. They were the kings of the hill at that point. Those...
butches who were being...
Those, there might be one or two that their girl, when their girl would get drunk, and it never happened, of course, unless the girl was absolutely drunk.
Okay.
You never heard about it, of course, unless the girl was drunk and she attacked her butch. It was never a point where when you'd go out to a picnic, would a femme ever... She might slap her butch, but she could definitely count on paying for it. Only if it were to save face for the butch in front of her peers. Because her peers were worse than things that she could expect from straight society. Her peers held over her head a great deal. So it was mostly that small group that... Some of them were also the ones that put their girls out on the street.
Put their girls out on the street. What does that mean?
That their girls did tricks. They went out and did tricks with men for money. Or women. Right, for money.
Or women?
Or women.
This is the first time anybody has ever mentioned, to my knowledge, in our interviews, that there were women who tricked with women.
Oh, yes. There were a couple. One of the places was... down on Chippewa, right off Chippewa. And there were a couple women that spent a great deal of time there. They were, in that instance, the butches tricked.
So butches
in that
paid?
In that relationship, no, the butches would be doing the actual tricking. They would go out and make the money and bring it home to their girl.
Okay, now we've heard about some butches who would trick with men.
And women.
It's fascinating. What kind of women?
Older women. It was usually, you always knew when big cars were parked in front of that bar on Chippewa, older women used to get out of those cars. When that would happen, my mother, I was there a few times with my mother, when these older women, bedecked in their heavy jewelry, it was usually silver too, heavy silver jewelry would come in and these butches would go off with them. For a amount of time and come back. And the femmes, if the femmes were the ones that were being put out on the street, arrangements, if your butch was the kind that made arrangements to have people, have you go out to people, they were also made with women at one of the hotels right on North Street. And that's where the women for would be. And you would be taken there either in a cab. And that was here in Buffalo, and when I went to Georgia, it was the same thing in Georgia, where the femmes were driven to places where females would be waiting, but never, you never picked up a female on the street or anything like that. Those were the, they were arranged.
But the femmes who tricked with men would sometimes pick them up on the street?
Yeah, some of them. There were one particular woman that... All of her women went out on the street. You know,
particular butch you're talking about? Uh-huh.
And she, and her women would get men off the streets. You know. And that was in the 60s, in the early 60s. You didn't hear a lot about that in gay society because they were kind of a little bit outcast, a little bit. I mean, they were accepted into... picnics and fun drink times and things like that, but you never would have caught anybody inviting them to a important social gay gathering. that would be an open social.
Yeah. This, I'm fascinated with the women who tricked with women, because it's, I mean, I've heard about it in New York City, but I never heard about it in Buffalo before, and I can't remember. But the women who paid were older women, probably wealthy or seemingly wealthy.
Yeah, they had, most of them had, in that particular hotel, they had, I don't know whether they have suites there that they own.
What's the hotel?
The Lenox.
Really? Amazing.
Even up until when my one friend that I was going with went, was driving cab, it would be arranged, there would be asked, would you like to go see so-and-so over the cab? And she had the option of whether or not she wanted to go. I don't know that she ever went.
Huh.
But there was, and the woman was in town, I think she was in town most of the summer. And you just knew that when that particular address was given, or if this one girl that had her girl out on the street, sometimes my friend would drive her to the hotel.
I see.
And drop her off.
Fascinating. Did they make a lot of money?
Mm-hmm. More money than if they were going with men.
Do you know how much at that time? Any idea?
No. I believe the only amount I ever heard was an offering of a couple hundred dollars for an evening, I guess, an overnight evening type thing. I don't really know any real figures of what they would be making. They never saw it anyway, the femmes. I mean, they would see it, they'd get to hold it long enough to go home, you know, and give it to whoever was making the arrangements.
Were the women who tricked with men still thought of as lesbians?
Yes. In some ways, the rules about women now, not in all gay circles, but some, are more strict now than they were. If you were making a living, if you were doing what you could to make a living, and that's all you were doing, you were going to bed with these men because you were making a living. Yes, you were a little bit lower, maybe, but you were making a living. So you were accepted into, you could still sit down and have a good time with these people and drink with them and things like that. Very rarely would you invite them to your home.
But you still thought of those women who tricked with men as gay.
Mm-hmm. The butches I had a hard time with.
Butches who tricked?
Yes. Those were the ones I had a hard time with because I couldn't get that together, how they could put themselves into such a position of being a butch in a society that totally was against them in all ways, and then to hop halfway over into the other side and be able to go to bed with a man. I was appalled.
But you did know women who did it.
And they were the stomping butches. I mean, they were more butchy than some of the butches who didn't trick with men. I could never quite understand.
We've had kind of a running opinion poll going throughout the projects interviewing people about femmes in particular and about femmes being lesbians. There are some women that we've talked to who have said that they never felt like femmes were really lesbians. And some felt that they were. First of all, thinking about yourself, when you decided that it was women that you really wanted in your life, did you feel from then on that you were really, that you were truly a lesbian?
I don't really even know that I made a conscious decision to say that I wanted women in my life. Mm. I cared for, the person I cared for just happened to be a woman. Uh-huh. It wasn't, it was, she, it just happened to be a woman instead of a man. That person that I cared for, it just, it didn't really have a great deal to do with whether or not, I never considered myself a lesbian in the same sense that I would consider a butch who had, or a woman, not just necessarily a butch, but a woman who had made that decision when she was very, very young before she had had any other kind of attachments or relationships. She had made that decision when she was very young, and as she grew up through her life and got to be an older woman, she still was like that. That to me is a pure, unadulterated lesbian. Mm-hmm. And I could never have put myself in that position. I could never have said that.
Because you had had a time period when there were men in your life? Or?
Because I had considered that it, I am comfortable. I could never be comfortable in a relationship with a man only because I don't feel they're right. That's the wrong word. That's the wrong word. No.
Can you have whatever word you want?
I feel that they make, they should be kept like pets. They make great pets. But they're, I feel badly for them because they, you know, they have never had enough time to be able to mature as women have. And I wouldn't have any patience with them. I don't think I would have enough patience to be able to bring them up.
Uh-huh.
And I've never felt that I've had to do that with a woman. I have always felt comfortable because where the point that a woman is at whatever period she is, if I'm interested in a woman who is a little bit older than I am.
Yeah.
I'm more comfortable. Or even if you're the same age, it's a lot different than trying to sit down and talk to a man who is your same age. It's like talking to a wall. I mean, he's still so far back there that I just have no idea what to talk about. Mm-hmm. Not all men, but some men. Yeah. But I have always considered that I am comfortable. I was comfortable sexually. If I feel that I want to go to bed with someone, I'm not looking at that person because they're a woman or a man. I'm looking at that person because I am attracted. And that's the part that's hard to look back now, because now I refuse to be pigeonholed. And I refuse to say yes because I choose not to go to bed with men right now. I am a lesbian.
Oh, I see. That's part of your development into today's world.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
During that period, those women were lesbians. I feel that they were lesbians because they were living a totally in a woman world. There were very few men involved in your life mm-hmm. at that time. You never went anywhere with any men. If you did, they were gay men.
I see.
And that was totally different.
Yeah.
You know, you could go anywhere you wanted with a gay man, and that was okay. You had everything in your gay relationship with your butch that you would have had in a male relationship.
Yeah. Did you think of other femmes also as gay?
Oh yeah. I never thought about them not being gay. Even the ones that would, at that period, there were women who wanted to have children.
Yeah.
And so that they were making arrangements with men and everything like that to do it. And as far, they were still gay.
So there was never a question, at least in your mind, about whether femmes were gay or not.
No.
You always thought that they were.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody that you know ever express to you that they felt that some femmes might not be really Really honestly, gay.
Yeah, you would have discussions about some of the women, because if somebody had expressed an opinion about maybe one of the women who treated her butch, that was badly in public. Someone who couldn't understand the rules and who rebelled all the time or would embarrass her butch in straight society. She wasn't gay. She was without compassion. She was not gay.
What would somebody like that do? What do you mean by embarrass her butch or not play by the rules?
You have decided, you of course had to make a conscious decision to go into a big straight restaurant. Were you into the obvious role playing and your butch was dressed very butch and you were very femme? You were obviously a gay couple. And you would make the decision to go into this restaurant and maybe your femme would be... The only one instance I can recall is that is there were four of us. We were sitting at the table and the one femme was very embarrassed and made it very outspoken about the fact that she thought her butch dressed so much like a man. If she wanted to be a man so much, why didn't she, you know, go have an operation or whatever, you know, and do what she had to do to be a man? If they hated men so much, why did they continue to dress like them and try and emulate them so much? Very loud.
This is a woman who was in a couple that had been together?
They had been together for some time, and it was a constant source of embarrassment for this femme, the way her butch
dressed.
And limited her so. And instead of her taking care of it in the home or even calling a bunch of friends and doing it in the society, she took it out into public.
They have arguments at the table.
Yes, in other public. People would hear, and they would hear what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
That was totally unforgivable. Totally.
And she that femme was seen as not...
As without compassion. If you could do that, if you could embarrass and take the burden that was already on the gay people at that point, if you could add to it by causing harm yourself, you know, adding to the problem, say there's people at the bar, they're making comments because of the way your butch is dressed.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, instead of doing what you have to do, ignoring them or whatever, she made, see, even they agree with me, and bringing other people on into it, and humiliated the woman. Uh-huh. Made her very angry, too. She had to beat her up when they got outside. Uh-huh. But she was just considered... I wouldn't have considered her gay. She couldn't be.
Okay, so your definition of somebody who was gay, or part of the definition is that you were supportive.
That you understand it because you've either been there,
yeah,
or you have compassion, and you can understand, and you're not going to attack an obvious area of hurt,
uh-huh,
to someone. Because to me, being gay, you have to have compassion. Uh-huh. You have to have some kind of sensibility to know what kind of pain has already been involved.
I see.
So that you don't add on top of it. And that was totally wrong.
So that is not acting not gay,
mm-hmm,
to be critical,
yeah, I don't
in
think
public.
You're, I know that a lot of people say your sexual habits, that's, I've heard that, that makes you gay.
Uh-huh.
That's ridiculous. Sex has nothing to do with it. Sex is a human function, uh-huh, like going to the bathroom. Everybody does it, you know?
Uh-huh.
But there are a great deal of people that feel that if you move out of your area, then you are not gay. The minute you move out of being with women and you go to bed with a man, how can you be gay? Because they base their gayness on their sexuality.
Yeah, what about women who don't trick with men? I mean, whose contact with, or sexual contact with men is not tricking, but women who would go with another woman for a while and then break up with them and go with a man and then break up with them and then come back into the gay community. There must have been some women who did that sometime. Mm-hmm. How would you view them? Were they gay? What were they?
Yeah, I'm not really sure I understand what the word, the definition is supposed to be of gay. I don't, or I'm not even sure I understand what the definition of the word lesbian is. Does lesbian mean that you will never be with, that you will be with women for the rest of your life? Is it a state of mind? I don't understand what the word lesbian is supposed to mean.
Well, I guess there's your own personal definition, and then there's kind of an agreed-upon community definition. And I guess the agreed-upon community definition seems to have been a woman whose choice, after a certain period of figuring it out, maybe, is to be with women. And
then what about the women that decide that do go back and forth? They can't be called heterosexual
mm-hmm.
if they're going to go back into gay life.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they not be, if they are in a relationship, because the few women that I knew that would go, you know, leave gay life, would come back and go into a very straight gay relationship, a very strict relationship, you
uh-huh.
know. And the time that person was in gay life, they played by all the rules.
Okay. So, at least during that period, you would see that woman as a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Your relationships, during that period of time, like up to the mid-60s, late-60s, whatever, were what you would consider butch femme relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And the women you went with were butches.
Yeah.
Were they mostly older women
yes.
than you?
Uh-huh. I never could really be attracted at that period to any women who were my own age. I never felt I needed a great deal more than they seemed able to give.
I see.
The older gay women by that time had been through a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
And they had gotten through a lot of the bull that goes along with in those days, the younger gay carryings on.
Mm-hmm.
The running and the
yeah.
wildness and the drinking and all of that.
So you looked for women that wanted to settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Because you wanted to settle down. Uh-huh. You saw around you also other relationships that were going on. I don't think, to my knowledge, there are lots of 11-year relationships in this
no,
community.
There were a lot of them breaking up.
Yeah.
It was sad to watch. It still is.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand it more now. I think now that I look back on that 11-year relationship, it should not have been 11 years. There were maybe a quarter of that period of time that should not have been at all. You know, had we been a little more mature, whatever, we would have been able to see that and spared ourselves a great deal. But that's easy to look back and say I could have done
uh-huh.
that.
How do you know when a relationship is on its way out?
Interest lags, and it becomes harder to pay becomes hard. It depends on how you feel about the person. If there, it to me, it feels like a loss of communication. The first thing that I've noticed that in any relationships that I've had that have broken up is a loss of understanding, it seems like, not only for you, for that person, but them for you. And it does, it just gets harder and harder to get up enough interest to work it out. You know, it's easier just to let it go, you know, and figure, well, I don't want to talk about it now because I'll just get upset and mad and everything. So you just let it go and it never gets talked about.
So when problems arise, if the relationship is still alive or lively, there's got to be a
common ground somewhere. Even if you can't, even if you can't say, look, this is the problem, because that is, you know, you, how can you look at somebody that you've loved for a long period of time and say, I don't think I love you anymore? You could never voice that to them, because the look on their face, the pain in their eyes, if they still loved you, you know, would be, so you just, you know, by being that honest, you can't do that to people. You can't. People call that being honest, and I call it being cruel.
And yet, you've left some relationships.
Because that was what, it was just time. It was, I don't know. Anyway, there have no, I made one relationship I had, I made the conscious decision to sit down and talk to my lover that we both agreed it was time that I moved on, that I moved away. Not because of a lack of love or anything else. It was problems within the other girl. So it was, that was just, you know, you made that, you got up and you left, still loving that person as much as you walked out as when you walked in. And that is harder than the kind where you fist fight at the end. You know, if you, you know, where you are screaming as you go running out the door, you know, I hate you and everything else. That is easier. You're over that quicker. I'd rather fight you than still love you when I leave.
How many relationships have you had?
What I consider a relationship, well, probably only two or three.
Okay, that's a good question. What do you consider a relationship?
Something that, it doesn't have to be a long period of time, but I have to have thought that I was in love. Because I have loved many, many times, but not, I've only been in love a couple times. Uh-huh. And those were the relationships, one, you know, for 11 years, and then one for almost 6 years.
The one for almost 6 years was the woman you went to Georgia with? Mm-hmm. And the other ones, what do you call them?
Relationships, really. Just
are they more like affairs? Are they
affairs? No, see, and the way I think of affairs is secret.
Okay.
Secret. relationships. Yeah, just little relationships, I guess.
Okay, there's little relationships and big relationships.
And important relationships. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Some have been sexual encounters that sometimes went over into a couple weeks where you have enjoyed each other's company physically and mentally and everything, and then decided that, no, you did not want to make this a lifetime deal, and no problem, you just walk away from each other. Uh-huh. You hadn't made any lifetime commitments or confess love and affection for each other.
So that's a little relationship.
Yeah, that's you've gotten to, you've met someone and you've gotten to know another woman. And as far as I'm concerned, I'd love to meet as many women as I can, because they're the most fascinating creatures on earth. Uh-huh. They're so interesting. But those are little relationships.
Have you had a lot of little relationships?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I don't want to, well, I don't know whether numbers are important to you or not, but I think the question that I really want to know is something about promiscuity. Like, is there such a thing, or was, no, not is there, but was there such a thing in the lesbian community when you were out in the early days as women who were promiscuous? Women who slept around, ran around.
Yeah. And they were usually going with someone.
Okay, so they were women who cheated.
Mm-hmm. They were cheating. Okay. Right. The ones who were single, there were very few single femmes in the bars and things like that. There were very few.
Oh, why?
I never figured that out until a few years ago.
Okay.
You are not welcomed into a gathering of couples. You just...